All right, Alexander, let's talk about Bill Barr's testimony to Congress, which was just absolutely shocking, a shocking display from the Democrats, a shameful display from the Democrats. It just proved to me how ideologically driven they are, but there's been a lot of commentary on those proceedings. You'll add some context to those proceedings. But the one thing that I really took away from those proceedings that took place with Barr in Congress was Jim Jordan, when he did question Barr, he dug into Russiagate. And there wasn't that much about Russiagate said during these proceedings. A lot of it had to do with Portland and Seattle and the riots and things like that. But Jordan focused on Russiagate. Jim Jordan focused on Russiagate, and he got some new information out of Barr. And that information was that, yes, the Durham investigation is proceeding, and as has been confirmed by none other than the Washington Post, Barr does say that he is going to reveal Durham's findings. He's going to try to reveal Durham's findings before the elections, but Barr revealed that he has someone else working on the unmasking component. And you'll give us, you'll refresh us as to the unmasking, what I mean by the unmasking part of the Russiagate hoax. Barr has someone dedicated just to that. And when Jordan asked him, can you tell us who it is that okay? Barr said it was John Bash from the Department of Justice, from the DOJ. John Bash is working exclusively on the unmasking. I think that's a huge deal. What do you make of
that? That's a huge deal. Can I just quickly talk about the congressional session? I mean, this is supposed to be one of the sort of, you know, oversight sessions that, you know, congressional committees do. I thought it was absolutely disgraceful meeting. I mean, they wouldn't let, they were constantly interrupting Barr. They were constantly trying to heckle him, to harass him. It was awful. I mean, this man is the Attorney General of the United States, its principal law officer. He is trying to keep things together at a time when the United States is facing serious unrest in many of its cities. At the very least, what you can do is give him a polite hearing, not constantly try to score points off him. Now, what it showed me, by the way, is the extent to which the Democrats are nervous of this man. I've said all along that he is somebody who knows his job and understands it very well. He was able to come back and answer, or at least try to answer, their questions. The very fact that they were cutting him off and interrupting him in the way they did was clearly because they didn't want him to answer their questions. You can disagree with Barr, you may not like Barr, but he is the Attorney General of the United States. You listen to what he says. Now, that's what I'm going to say about that. I think the revelation that he's appointed John Bash of Texas, who is another a U.S. attorney, same sort of, you know, level as John Durham is, to look at the unmasking, is momentous news, because it was assumed until now that Durham was looking at all of these things. It looks as if more was going, you know, there's too much just for Durham to look at. So Durham is now going to look at specific things like, you know, the Pfizer abuse, the surveillance, all that kind of thing. But they've obviously had to bring in someone else to look at the unmasking. And the fact that they've gone for a U.S. attorney strongly suggests to me that there are criminal issues involved in all of this, that people's privacy rights were deliberately violated, and that there is at least a possibility that charges might be brought. That's how it looks to me. Now, I'm not going to pretend I know the law on this issue especially well, but it does seem as if unmasking, or at least, you know, redacting of people, of American citizens, comes with certain legal protections. And it looks as if those legal protections, this is clearly what Barr is worried about, that those legal protections were stripped away for what looked like to be bad reasons, which were grossly partisan political reasons. Now, coming to the question of what the unmasking is, Let me just again remind our viewers of what we're talking about. When the United States does surveillance, when the intelligence agencies of the United States do surveillance on people, when they when they're sort of monitoring Russian spies and Chinese spies and all of those things, they inevitably come across instances when American citizens, perfectly innocent American citizens, their names come up, or perhaps things are said about them, or perhaps they say things which are picked up. Because they're American citizens, by law or by convention, their names are redacted from classified documents that are then circulated throughout the bureaucracy. So that, you know, if somebody in the CIA, for example, gets a printout of, a transcript of a telephone conversation involving a Russian agent, which mentions an American citizen, that citizen's name is not there, and the CIA agent doesn't know about it. Well, what happened in the last months of the Obama administration was that the various Obama officials, Susan Rice was one, Samantha Power was another, went in for an orgy of unmasking. In other words, they removed all these redactions from lots and lots of field reports, transcripts, or whatever, to disclose the names of people who were associated with Donald Trump, in the full knowledge that that would mean that their identities would then get leaked to the media and to other parts of the bureaucracy, and they might then be fingered as Russian assets. So this is what was going on systematically in the last months and weeks of the Obama administration, especially after the 2016 election. It seems that Barr thinks that there might be criminal law issues involved in all of that, with violations of people's privacy rights. And this is apparently done on such a huge scale, and its effects were so damaging, that expecting John Durham to deal with that is to ask too much of Durham. And they brought in another US attorney, John Bash of Texas, to look into all of this. So expect big news there.
Very big news. And of course, the most famous instance of unmasking came from Samantha Power. And a lot of people always ask the question, what does a UN ambassador have to do with unmasking people? Well, it made no sense. And she unmasked something like, I believe, like 200 or 300 people, like an incredible amount.
Absolutely.
An incredible amount. And I believe Jim Jordan, when he was talking to Barr, he also mentioned, Barr mentioned that there are 47 or 48 cases of unmasking that Bash is looking into specifically. So that's a
Correct.
Very large amount.
Correct.
Now,
can I just quickly add, of course, the point about Samantha Power is that she has no, she's only the US ambassador to the UN, but she's a very close friend also of Barack Obama. So just adding that in. I mean, she wasn't just the US ambassador to the UN. She was very, very close to the president being Obama himself.
She also coined the phrase humanitarian intervention in order to justify wars.
Oh, she is the principal.
Humanitarian pretexts.
She is the great ideologue. She is the high priestess of the ideology that leads to humanitarian wars.
Yeah, all right. It was interesting during the questioning between the back and forth between Jordan and Barr, Jordan was constantly saying, every time he spoke, he constantly invoked the term, the Obama-Biden DOJ. The Obama-Biden DOJ did this. The Obama-Biden DOJ did that. That's the first time I've actually heard a U.S. congressman constantly use those words to phrase a question related to Russiagate. Every question he had about Russiagate, he used the word Obama-Biden DOJ. And today, the Wall Street Journal had an article on Barr's unmasking revelation. And the article has the title, Bill Barr's Other Prosecutor, a U.S. Attorney is Looking at Obama-era Unmasking. And the first paragraph says, Tuesday's House Judiciary hearing starring Bill Barr was a political bust as Democrats barely let the Attorney General speak and their political denunciations. Amid their political denunciations, but Mr. Barr did make some news when he confirmed amid the din that he has tasked a prosecutor to investigate the Obama-era unmasking of Trump campaign officials. I'm starting to hear the word Obama and the word Obama-Biden being used a lot now when relating to Russiagate.
And so it should be, because he was the president. He was the constitutional lawyer in the White House, the person who knows about, you know, the protections American people are supposed to have in these kind of things, because he is the person who, you know, teaches these or taught these subjects. He's the professor of constitutional law, and he is the president of the United States. And of course, I am sure when Representative Jordan was talking about the Obama-Biden DOJ, he cannot have forgotten, I'm sure very prominently high in his mind, were the recent revelations that we had about this extraordinary meeting that took place in the White House, in the Oval Office, on the 4th of January, 2017, where Sally Yates, the Deputy Attorney General of the United States, was, where James Comey, the Director of the FBI, was, and where, who was there also? Barack Obama was there, and Joe Biden was there. Biden also, by the way, a lawyer, a fact people always overlook, but he's had a legal background. He was both a trained lawyer and also a practicing lawyer. Anyway, they were all there together, and they were discussing the case of the single individual who'd suffered from unmasking most, and that was Michael Flynn, who was at that time the national security advisor of the president-elect of the United States, Donald Trump. So I am sure that when Jordan talks about this, you know, the Obama-Biden DOJ, he has that meeting in mind, and so he should, and that's how we should refer to it, because that's exactly what it was. It was going completely outside the remit of its normal work in assisting Obama and Biden to conduct a political surveillance and political investigation and ultimately political prosecutions of people who were connected with Donald Trump's campaign.
Yeah, and the theory is Biden was the one that thought up the Logan Act to be used against Flynn.
Well,
that's what they say.
That's what the notes that Peter Strzok, who I personally think was also at that meeting, I'm not absolutely sure, but I think he was. We've discussed this in another program. That's what his notes say. And of course, it was Biden as a lawyer who came up with this crazy Logan Act theory, which no one else takes seriously. Apparently, Sally Yates was dumbstruck by it. It's always been up to now alleged that it was her idea, but it seems it was first floated by Biden. I personally have my doubts about that, because Biden, as I said, is a lawyer and has a legal training. But there was the other great constitutional lawyer in the room, the academic, the former academic of, you know, law, the man who'd written, you know, the Harvard Law Journal or whatever it was, Barack Obama himself. And it seems to me, it always has seemed to me, that Barack Obama is the kind of person who's far more likely to know about the Logan Act than Sleepy Joe, who probably doesn't remember details of acts, especially when they're enacted in the 18th century. So there we go.
Yeah. All right. My final thought is October surprise. I think Durham and Bash are going to come up with an October surprise.
Well, I think that's
related
the way
to indictments, subpoenas, exactly, and all stuff like that.
That's the way it's shaping up. So we'll see what effect that has and how it turns out, and, you know, what the evidence is. It's very close to the election, but there we are.
All right, Alexander Berkuris, Editor-in-Chief of The Durant. Thank you very much, guys. If you like this video, click on the subscribe button down below. Drop us a comment as well. We really enjoy reading your comments. And please donate to us on PayPal, Patreon, and Subscribestar. Your donation really helps out this small channel. We are independent. We are running stuff just us, and we're just trying to take on the fake news mainstream media, and your help is always appreciated. And also, another way you can help us is when you go to the Durant shop, pick up some magic mugs or some cool new t-shirts. Alexander has the U.S. magic mug.
I have
the U.S. magic mug.
Yes, indeed, I have that. I've also got Britain, by the way, because people should remember that I'm, here in Britain, in London, and this is my country too. But, the two great English-speaking nations. We've also got Australia there, and I believe there's a magic mug for Canada too, which, in fact, I know there is. So, we're trying to get all of the English-speaking nations in our magic mugs. But we also have many other nations too. We have Germany. We have
Zealand as well.
New
That's a kind of
Zealand
a
as well, absolutely.
well.
But we've got lots of other nations too. We are doing a huge expansion of our range of magic mugs. And if you go to our shop, you will find that they're enameled, that we have enameled magic mugs also. So they were always the best mugs anywhere. They've just got better, and the range has become much greater. And if anybody doesn't see the flag of their own country there, we are welcoming any suggestions for other flags too. So you can find our amazing magic mugs, the best in the world, the best ever magic mugs, the best magic mugs you can find. You can find them in our shop, and you can find them with all these great flags. And as I said, they've just got better all the time. And of course, we also have our shirts, our amazing Durand shirts. We've got a new range of those. Alex is just wearing one. You can see this amazing blue color, and he's got the double-headed eagle of the Durand itself there. But we've got all our amazing magic, amazing shirts, and that catalog of shirts has expanded. And we've also got hats, hoodies, and stickers, and we've also got an ever-expanding catalog of ebooks. So you can find these all on our shop. You can come to our shop. You can support the Durand by coming to our shop, and Alex will tell you how to do it.
Just go to the Durand shop. You'll find the link in the description box down below. Alexander Van Curse, thank you very much. Until next time, everybody, take care.